Me and my family did the most horrific, terrible things to arrive here in America. We were in Ukraine and the war was terrible. It was very dangerous to live there. Me and my daughter, we lived in fear every day that we would be raped by the Russian soldiers or even killed. It was a terrible time, so we were desperate, desperate to get out. We had an American couple reach out to us and offer us refuge in America. And of course, we were eager. They were very nice at first. They told us that they would pay for our travel. They would pay for us moving to America, and they would provide us with a home there. It seemed too good to be true, but they did say we had to do something. They told us to make sure that our whole family was home one night. And so one night we all gathered in the living room, me, my husband, my father, my daughter, and my son. We were all standing there in the living room waiting to have a video chat with this American couple that was going to save us from the war. And we were excited to meet them. We had never spoken to any Americans, so even that was exciting. But we quickly learned that these Americans, although they were very nice, had very, very perverse plans for us. They got on the video call and they told us that we were coming to America for free, but we just had to make one payment there during our video call. And of course, we were eager to know what they wanted. And they said that they would direct a scene, that we would put on a show for them. And I was confused and thought we didn't have any talents. We were just really a modest, poor family that lived in the Ukraine. But immediately they didn't waste any time. They said that they wanted an incest show. And I was mortified. I was mortified. My family, we were a very close, regular family. I consider myself a good mom, and my husband's a good father. My dad, the kids' grandpa, are so good to us. He is like, you know, a second family that lives with us. But this American couple wanted us to do the most vile, depraved things together. And I wanted to turn the video off and tell them no, but we all looked at each other like, you know, it's either do this or stay in Ukraine and possibly, most likely, get killed and or raped. The Ukraine was just so terrible that even a forced incest show for this American couple seemed so much better, but almost just as bad. My husband and I and my father, we all discussed this together because my kids, they were too young to make any kind of decision. My daughter's 8 years old and my son's 12 years old. So me and my husband, we were the rock of the family, so we had a side conversation looking at each other, horrified and repulsed, because, like I said, we were both good parents. We never even thought to touch our kids in such a way or even think of them. I'd never even thought of my kids in a sexual way. But we looked at each other and had a silent conversation that said, this is something we have to do. It's either force ourselves to have the most traumatic sex experience of our life or stay in Ukraine and be treated like garbage, die, get raped. I mean, the answer was kind of obvious, but it wasn't something that was easy to accept. So I told the camera, the American couple, that we would do their show. And I begged them to please be kind to us. Don't make us hurt our children. That was the one thing I just hoped not to do. I didn't want to hurt my children. I knew that this experience would hurt them mentally plenty enough. And they said that, you know, no one was going to get hurt. And then they asked us all to undress. And I looked over at the kids and I told them, I said, you know, I reminded them that we want to live in America, right? And they badly wanted to. They looked up to Americans and our country was dangerous. They knew that. And I told them that this was going to be something that we're all going to have to do together and to just be brave and we'll try to forget it the next day. And I told them that they needed to undress. And my poor daughter was so, so embarrassed. I mean, being such a young girl in front of her father, her brother, her grandfather, these strangers on the computer. But I told her to be a big girl. You've got to undress. You've got to do this, okay? And I undressed with her with much embarrassment. I was so embarrassed. I, you know, my kids hadn't seen me naked. The last time they probably saw anything of my body was when they were babies breastfeeding. But I undressed to show that we, you know, it was something that we had to do. And my poor son, God, he was so embarrassed as well. He didn't want to do it. He almost ran out. My husband had to force him back in the room. And he looked down at the floor at first while he undressed, you know, not wanting to see me or his sister nude. And then my husband undressed, and there we all were, a family, terrified, scared, completely nude, covering our naughty bits. And I thought that maybe this would be it. Maybe they just wanted to be perverted Americans and see us nude. But they pointed to my father and said that he would have to do the same. My father, who, you know, was in his 60s, old man, overweight, you know, in front of his own grandchildren, his own daughter. And he did it. We were all standing there nude, just wondering what the hell this couple is going to force us to do. And they told me to start saying that I wanted my son's cock. And I couldn't help it. I begged them not to. I begged them not to. I did not want my son to have that kind of experience, hearing his own mother talk so filthy. I mean, I didn't even talk filthy like that to my own husband. But they threatened me. They threatened they would hang up and leave us there in Ukraine. So with reluctance, I said out loud that I was horny for my son's cock. And they weren't pleased with that. They told me to say it like I meant it. And I tried my best. I said again, I was so horny for my son's cock. And they told me to say that I was an incestuous child fucking whore. I hated those words. Like I said, I never said these kind of words. They were disgusting to me. I didn't want to fuck my son. I barely wanted to have sex with my husband. But I did it. I did it for my family. I said that I was an incestuous child fucking whore. And my son, I'll never forget the look on his face. If, you know, he was looking down at the ground, but I could tell he was so mortified. But they did point out that he was erect, which made him blush and get embarrassed. And I was so sad for him. I knew that he, you know, didn't want to hear these words. And I knew that he's a, you know, a young boy that is, you know, a young boy. They all get riled up by sexual things. So I just wanted to protect him and I couldn't. And then they told me to go over there and suck my son's cock. And I begged them not to. I said, please don't. You know, it was one thing to be naked and one thing to say dirty things. We could all get over that. But to actually commit incest sex, I was disgusted at the thought, to be honest. To think about putting my own biological son's cock in my mouth, it made me almost want to gag just thinking about it. It just felt so unnatural. But again, like I kept saying, I had to keep in my mind that it was either do this incest sex or die, basically. And so I went over and I whispered to my son that I was so, so sorry. I'm so sorry. Just forget this ever happened. And I took his erect cock in my hand. And I so badly wanted to just run away. I so badly just wanted to disappear or even just leave Earth for even being that close to my 12-year-old son's hard, erect penis that I'm sure he didn't want to be hard. But I did it. I put my mouth reluctantly onto his 12-year-old cock. And I started sucking him, and I could hear the Americans on the other side of the call telling me to act like I was into it, act like I was the incestuous child fucking whore that I am. And they told me I didn't listen. I couldn't get into it, but then they threatened to hang up and leave us there. So I started getting into it. I tried to put anything into my head. I tried to think that he was my husband. Nothing worked. Nothing worked. Nothing replaced the fact, the feeling, the taste that my poor son's cock was inside my mouth. My daughter watching me, my own father watching me, my husband, his father watching me. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed, and I could hear, I'll never forget, I could hear my son trying not to moan because I was really trying to do a good job. I had to do a good job for my family and my poor son, his body betraying him, because I know my mouth probably felt good, but I know that he did not want his mother sucking his cock. And then I heard the couple tell me to keep going, keep sucking my son's cock like the incest whore I am. And then I heard them tell my husband that it was his turn to have incest sex, to thrust inside his own daughter. And they said, I could hear them say that he was already hard. My poor husband, again, probably like his son, just, you know, his body betraying him. Men can't hide that arousal. And I felt so bad for him. I know he didn't want to be hard, but I could hear them say he was. And I could hear my daughter, while I was sucking my own son's cock, being forced to, I could hear her start to cry, calling for me, calling for mommy, saying that she didn't want to, that it was going to hurt. And my poor husband was trying to console her. But I could hear the Americans. They were insistent. They said to put my daughter on her back and have her father have incest sex with her so she can watch her own father fuck her. They wanted her to watch every moment because I wanted to tell her to close her eyes and imagine she was somewhere else. But they told her they had to, that she had to look at her father or they would hang up on us. They said we had to follow every single direction to a T. And I heard my poor husband. I mean, we both knew what we had to do. He told her to not take her eyes off of him, that she needed to be a big girl and be brave for us. And my daughter just was not wanting to cooperate. And I was so scared. I was so scared that here I was sucking my son's cock, doing the most, you know, participating in an experience that seemed like a nightmare. And my poor daughter, God bless her, was going to ruin it for us. And I could hear the Americans get a little annoyed. And they told me to go over to my daughter and put her between my legs, like have her head lay down in my lap. And they told my son to keep stroking. God, they were so sick. They told him to keep stroking and watch his sister get raped by her parents. I couldn't believe that they were saying these things to my kids, my poor kids. They probably knew nothing about sex. But I went over and I placed my daughter in my lap. And I stroked the side of her face and I told her everything was going to be okay. As the poor thing was crying and begging us to stop. And then they told me to put my fingers inside of her child cunt. Prepare her for her father's rape. I didn't want to. My daughter was 8 years old. I mean, she's so tiny. I wanted to yell at the Americans, like, my husband's cock is not going to fit in there. And I told them too, I said that you promised that no one would get hurt, but they insisted that preteen child cunt will stretch. It will. And I thought to myself, I do not want to finger my daughter. But if I am a good mother, I'm going to get us out of this war-stricken country. But I'm also going to help her, help prepare her poor little cunny for her father's cock. I had to help her stretch out because the poor thing, I knew for a fact, she's only 8 years old, that she's a virgin. And I knew that I had to pop her cherry. I knew that that would be better than her father's cock doing it. And so I reached down and I told my daughter, I said, just think about your favorite place. Think about all the cute animals that you love. And my fingers penetrated her little child cunt. I hated it. I hated it. She was so tiny. I could feel her trying to get away from me, but I held her down because I knew this is what had to happen. And my husband knelt before me and my daughter watching the whole thing. And I got sick to my stomach. I still can't forgive my husband because I could tell. I know he hated all of this. But I also looked in his face. And I saw him not looking away at me fingering our daughter. He had that look in his face that he was sort of torn between liking it and hating it. I saw that in his face. And I was so mortified. I thought, you know, we all hear that men just can get so overwhelmed with sexuality, if you will. And I thought, not my son. I don't want him to be like, or not my husband. I don't want him to do that. But he was. The more I fingered our daughter, the more he looked. And I looked down and I saw that he was hard. He was so hard and aroused. But I knew I had to keep going. I knew I had to keep opening her little hole for her father's cock. I knew I had to pop her cherry. And I felt it. I finally got to it. And I felt that hymen. And I used force with my fingers and I broke through it. And she screamed and I told her, it's okay, sweetie, it's okay. I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry, but I had to be a mom in that moment. I had to be the protector. I had to help my daughter. And this was how I could help her in this situation. And I'll never forget either. And we could still see the couple on the screen. And anytime I glanced over, I could see them watching with such pleasure. My nightmare, my family's nightmare, was their pleasure, like their sick porn to get off to. I was so disgusted, especially it being another woman watching. But she seemed to be the one in charge. She was the one that gave all the orders. It was disgusting. But they said it was time for daddy to fuck his daughter. And they told me to keep her right there between my legs and hold her legs open. And I did. And I heard them say that I was helping her get raped. And I wanted to throw something at the screen. I didn't want my daughter to be raped by my husband, her father. And that's what happened. I could see the look on my husband's face. He didn't want to. But there was also that look that disgusted me. And I watched. I had to watch. They forced me to watch. I tried to look away. I didn't want to see my husband, the man I love, my daughter's father. I didn't want to see him enter my 8-year-old daughter's little child pussy. But the couple, they yelled at me to watch. They wanted me to watch my husband turn into a child fucker. Those were their words. I was so disgusted. I was so disgusted. I thought this was the worst experience of my life, for sure. And to make things worse, you know, I wanted to sit there and console my poor daughter, but they instructed my son to come back over and have sex with his mother's mouth while his sister got raped. And I was so mortified. I didn't want my son's cock in my mouth again. It disgusted me. Disgusted me. I wanted to throw up. It was so disgusting. But my son came over and I told him, it's okay, son, it's okay. And I could feel my son's cock penetrating my mouth. I cannot explain how terrible, you know, like before I was in control and I felt like I was being the brave one, taking control of sucking his cock. But this time, just sitting there with my mouth open for my son to just go in and out of. Oh, it was terrible. And he was getting into it. He was getting into fucking my mouth. It was terrible. It was so terrible. And then I'm having to deal with my poor 8-year-old daughter screaming and crying, feeling my husband, feeling every thrust that he was making into her because she would push against me. about my belly because she was still laying between my legs. And I could hear her. I could hear her saying, ow, and it hurt, and it was too big. I could hear her wince in pain. I could hear my husband grunting. And then I could feel every thrust. It was so terrible. And then, to make matters worse, I could, you know, always remember that my own father was there in the background watching. And I hoped that he wasn't mad at me, you know, for participating in such a disgusting, sick, and twisted, wicked sex scene. But, you know, that's what happened. And then that happened. I felt like hours, but who knows? It could have been 1 minute. It felt like the longest time of my life. My daughter being raped by my husband in my lap, and my son fucking my mouth. Oh, let me not forget, too, during that terrible time, I could hear that American couple calling me an incest whore, calling my daughter a child whore, saying that we were perverted incest fuckers, calling my husband a child fucker, calling me a mom whore. They were terrible. As if this wasn't enough. They didn't need to add all that and put those words inside of my children's head. But eventually, they said, you know, they told us all to stop, and I thought we were finally done. We were just getting started. Then they said that they wanted to see some sibling sex. They wanted to see a brother and sister have naughty incest fucking. And I wanted to protect my kids so badly from that. I wanted to. The kids, they both, you know, they both hated it. They were both crying. They were both crying. My poor son, I know his body was betraying him. My poor daughter, her little child, Cunny, was just so abused. And here she had to feel it again from her own brother. And they told us that she had to still stay in missionary position on her back, and she had to stay in my lap because they still wanted me to feel like I was helping my daughter get raped. The disgusting, wicked people. So I told my son to just be brave. You just gotta be brave. And they told me to explain to my son how to fuck his sister. So I had to explain step by step what he had to do. I had to watch my son enter his sister's 8-year-old pussy. I had to hear them tell my husband that daddy should stand off to the side and jerk his child fucking cock to his children fucking. And I had to watch my husband stand off to the side, stroking his cock, his hard cock. Let me not forget that. And then, if things couldn't get even worse, they told my father to come over and fuck his daughter's mouth. Like, I wanted to suck my father's cock. He was old. He was my old father. I didn't want to suck his cock. My father and I did not have that type of relationship. No one in our family ever participated in incest sex, at least not in my experience. And my father, poor thing, came over and told me he was sorry. He hated it too. And I just told him, I said, just do it, Daddy. Just Just do it and pretend I'm someone else. I had to feel. My father put his old man dick in my mouth, his saggy balls hitting my chin. It was terrible. And then again, feeling my daughter in my lap, feeling her get thrusted into, hearing my son grunting above her, hearing her cry, not as bad as she did with her father, but she was still crying. And I couldn't do anything about it because my mouth was stuffed with my father's old cock. And I was stuck. I was just stuck in the worst nightmare ever. And of course, they made me do more dirty talk. They told my dad to take his cock out of my mouth. And for me to tell my dad to look up at him and look him in the face and tell him I was an incest-loving whore. How am I supposed to say that to my dad? It was the worst thing I had to do. He was looking down at me and I couldn't tell how he felt. I couldn't tell. But I just followed directions and told my dad what they wanted to hear me say, that I was an incest whore, that I love sucking my father's cock, and to beg him to fuck my incest pedo whore mouth more. It was so terrible. And then they had my son. They had my son have sex with me. It was so terrible. It's so terrible because they made me lay on my back. They were so sick and twisted because they wanted us looking each other in the face while we fucked. They wanted us to remember what it was like to have incest sex. They wanted us to remember it the rest of our lives. So I somehow was able to get on my back completely nude. My son right over me. And then feeling my son's child cock enter inside of me. My own child's. My firstborn son, my only son, being forced to fuck his mother. It was terrible. I hated it. I hated every second of it. And my poor son just watched me the whole time. They told him things like to grab his mom's tits. They told him to suck my tits. My son did everything without hesitancy because, you know, we're all scared and I told them to be brave. I told them to be good boys and girl and follow directions, and that's what my son did. To feel my son's cock inside of me is something that I never want to feel again. Ever. He didn't hurt, obviously, because he's just 12, but it just felt wrong, evil, just completely wrong. And all the while this was happening, my poor child, my daughter, had to receive more cock, more incest cock, they said. They wanted my child, my preteen daughter, raped and fucked by every incest cock in the room, they said. And so they told me to make sure that I saw the image of my father, my daughter's grandfather, fuck her, missionary. The sight of my father entering my daughter, God, it was so terrible. It was so terrible. my poor granddaughter. She loved her grandpa. She loved him so much. He was so good to all of us. And here he was being forced to rape her. So bad. It was so terrible. Like the image of my old father on top of my tiny little 8-year-old daughter is something that just should never be seen, ever. It should never even exist. And here it was right in front of my face while my own son was on top of me, still fucking me somehow. Still. And of course, looking over, I could see the couple on the video call, just all smiles, all pleased with their sick and twisted games. During this awful sex scene, this is where it gets really bad. I'm really embarrassed to talk about this part, but this is what happened. The couple on the video call, they love to ask us questions. They love to make us say the filthiest things, you know. And I could hear them ask my father if he liked fucking his granddaughter. Actually, they asked him if he enjoyed raping his granddaughter. And I could hear, and I saw, my father react in a way that surprised me. He said he did. He loved it. And I believed him. And then he looked over at me and he said, "I'm sorry. I love raping your daughter. I love raping my granddaughter." And then they made him talk about how much it felt amazing to fuck a child. And I could watch him. I could see him increasing in rhythm as he talked about how much he loved his granddaughter's child cunt. It was sick. It was sick. I could tell he wasn't acting. He was getting into it. And then he wouldn't stop talking. Even when the couple didn't ask him to, he kept talking. He was telling my daughter, his granddaughter, how much he loved her while he was thrusting into her preteen pussy, holding her legs open because the poor little thing was trying to get away. But he was legitimately raping her. It wasn't a forced rape where he was being forced to fuck her. No, he was literally raping her and loving it. And my son, I, it's embarrassing to say it the way I'm going to say it, but I'm going to just be honest with this story. The way my son held endurance, I mean, he never stopped. I don't know how long he was fucking me, but it was relentless. And to my embarrassment, it started to... I hate saying it out loud. It started to feel good. And I think that he increased his pleasure because he could probably feel me, his own mother, getting more wet. And if I'm being honest with myself and honest with you, whenever I watch my father kind of really get into fucking my daughter, there was something about that that made me twitch, you know, down there. I was disgusted. Don't get me wrong. I was disgusted with this whole scenario. But I don't know if I was so mind fucked and so fucked up from the trauma of this forced incest sex nightmare. But a part of me likes seeing my father act like that. It's fucked up, I know. It's really fucked up. You know, in that moment that a mother was enjoying the way her son was relentlessly fucking me. I mean, a child cock relentlessly pounding into his mother's cunt and it feeling good to me. And then silently enjoying seeing my father turn into a child rapist. Not just a child rapist, an incest child rapist. Maybe we really were incest whores, all of us, deep down inside. I mean, I can admit that towards the end, something inside of me was changing. I had this feeling to tell my son to fuck me harder because he was going so hard. I wanted it harder. There's a part of me that wanted to just stay back and enjoy watching my father, my daughter's grandfather, pound her little preteen pussy and him being so in lust. He was in lust. It was like a switch happened in him. He was loving fucking her little child, Cunny. And then I looked over because I started to feel ashamed, you know, and I could see my husband over to the side, stroking, like really stroking. And I think I had hit all of us except the kids. There was something really hot about it. It was really fucked up to say, I know, but it really was. I do believe my son started to love it because when I looked up, I could see him no longer crying, but moaning and grunting into his mother's pussy. His mother's secretly incest-loving cunt. Probably because his mother had gotten so wet from him, like, for him. That's really twisted, isn't it? Really, really twisted. But I will say that my daughter, she never got into it, the poor thing. I mean, she had taken every incest cock in the room, her brothers, her fathers, her grandfathers, and she was so tiny. She's 8 years old. She's not supposed to have sex. And here she was. I mean, she was so bruised and swollen when we were done with everything. You wouldn't believe what it looked like. Her tiny little child pussy. So a couple wanted things to wrap up. The woman actually said she wanted to see some incest sperm being squirted out onto somebody or into. So what I did is I looked my son in the face while he was thrusting into my mommy cunt. And I started saying things to him to get him to finish inside of me. And like I said, I'm being honest with this. So if I'm being honest, a part of me wanted his sperm inside of me. Because, you know, with my husband, it's what I always enjoyed about sex. I liked to come, especially inside of me. I like how it felt so squishy and wet afterwards. And in my mind, I remember thinking I wanted to feel that squishy, gooey wetness of my son's incest sperm inside of me. It's really fucked up to say, but I did. So I looked my son in the eyes and I told him, I said, fuck your mother and come inside of me. Let mommy's cunt milk you dry. Give it to me, son. I just dirty talked him, and I'd never done that my whole life, ever. I didn't even do that with my husband, but something had switched inside of me. I was feral. And I guess the American couple was right. I was like a feral, incest, child-fucking whore in that moment because I really meant everything I said. I meant it when I was begging for my son's incest sperm inside of me. I meant it when I grabbed his cute little ass and I was guiding him harder into me, like pushing him deeper inside of me. I meant it when I said to him, "Do you like how wet mommy's cunt feels? Now come inside of it." And I did. I watched my son, my own son, my own 12-year-old son, ejaculate into me. Hard. He was shaking, convulsing into my cunt, and it felt so good. It felt so good to have such a forbidden seed inside of me. I loved every second of it. I never let anyone know that, but I did. I loved every second of it. I loved to feel my son convulse inside of me. It kind of really, like, mentally turned me on to know that I made my son come with my cunt. The cunt that birthed him, I made him come. And then I heard them talk Grandpa, my dad, into coming all over his granddaughter's face. They told him to give his granddaughter a facial, cover her with his incest child fucking sperm. And as my son's incest seed was marinating inside of my cunt, his own mother's cunt, we watched my father jerk off, his heavy, saggy gray balls just flopping right into my daughter's face, jerking off until he exploded all over her tear-stained face. And my poor daughter hated it, but that's kind of what made it hot. She was trying to get away from it, squinting her eyes, trying to move her face, but Daddy held her face in place as he finished all over her face. It was secretly hot. Yeah, a little disgusting. Yeah, I'll admit that. It was a little gross, right? My old father jerking off into my daughter's face and her crying, but that feral part inside of me loved it. And the couple directed me to go over to my daughter and make out with her and to lick my father's come, my own father's incest seed off her face. And they yelled at me to make sure she gets lots of cum in her mouth. Feed your father's cum to your daughter. And that's what I did. I can remember now. I've tasted my husband's cum a lot, but something different about tasting your father's cum, especially off your daughter's face. I can think about the taste right now and how just forbidden it felt, how naughty it made me feel to taste my own father's cum and then feeding it to my own daughter, like squirting it or pushing it right into her mouth. And I had to hold her mouth closed because I didn't want her spitting it out. I had to hold her mouth closed and have her swallow it. Her grandfather's cum. And yeah, that's what we had to do to get here to America. I don't regret a thing because, like I mentioned at the beginning, it's better than dying or being raped by Russian soldiers. It's way better than that. Yeah, it's still a bit traumatic, but as you can see, there's a side of me, maybe psychologically this side showed up just so I can deal with the trauma, but who really cares? I mean, I know I don't care because it's something that I will never forget, and thankfully.